In the yearly cycle of Jewish holidays, the music of Hanukkah occupies a unique position. Unlike Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the shofar is not blown, and there are no official or what we refer to as skarbov prayer nigunim. It is possible that since Hanukkah is basically observed in the home, there was not much place for music to develop. Israel Abrahams, the English scholar and Hebraist, writes in his festival studies on celebrating feasts in the Middle Ages that Simchat Torah was a synagogue function. Purim filled the streets and the communal hall, while the home was the scene for Hanukkah. The representative theme, which has become associated with the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, is the Western European Ashkenazi tune linked with the hymn Ma'os Tzur, recited after the kindling of the candles. Alluding to the deliverance from Egypt, Babylonia, Persia, and Syria, the poem was composed in the 13th century by one Mordechai Bar Yitzchak. It is in the fifth stanza, the Yevonim Nikbetzu Alai, that the story of Hanukkah is unfolded. The acrostic of the first stanzas spell out the poet's name. The sixth stanza has the wish, Chazak, be strong. Some scholars regard him as the grandson of David Kimchi, while others believe that Mordechai Barab Yitzchak may have been the scholar referred to in a Tosfos in Gemara Nida, Daf Lamed Vav, Amud Aleph, and others attribute to him the authorship of the Shabbat Zemirot hymn Ma Yafit. The uncertainty among scholars as to the poet's total identity is secondary to the popularity of the melody associated to this poem. It has been said that next to Hatikva, Ma'os Tzur is probably the best known melody among Jews throughout the entire world. And although other melodies have been sung to the text of Ma'os Tzur, and in spite of its non-Jewish character, it has become the dominant and representative one. It is most interesting to note that both the text and its tune have also penetrated the Occidental and Oriental Sephardic communities, as they too sing it today after candlelighting, and have even adapted its motifs into their various pizmonim. According to Avraham Tzvi Idelson, the foremost Jewish musicologist, the melody dated from about the early 15th century is derived from two German folk songs, which were very popular throughout Germany. Apparently, the two German songs penetrated into the ghetto and were fused into the mind of some Jewish singer into one tune, to be used for Ma'os Tzur. Though the tune was no doubt originally intended to be sung at the home service of the kindling of the Hanukkah lights, it was later introduced into the synagogue. Chazanim began to use the melody as a seasonal theme as early as the 18th century in Germany, and imposed it upon such synagogue texts as Hodu Hashem and Ona Hashem of Hallel, as well as Micha Mocha in the Friday evening service. Let us listen to an example. Hodu Hashem ki tov, ki le'olam chasto, yomar no Yisrael, ki le'olam chasto. Yomru na be'saharom, ki le'olam chasto. Yomru na yirei Hashem, ki le'olam chasto. This is Cantor Bernard Beer, director of the Philip and Sarah Bell School of Jewish Music at Yeshiva University. I welcome your questions or comments, so please contact me at 212 960-5353, and our email address is bellschool@aol.com. Thank you.